Few words. Let me say just a few words tonight, if you will. If you got your Bibles, I hope you do. Turn to the book of Psalms, chapter, the 23rd Psalm, if you will, tonight. Now, I know we all know this Psalm. I feel like it fits very well. I couldn't understand why the Lord has put us here. It's what he laid on our heart, and I thought, well, Lord, you know best. I don't, but I struggled with it. I'll be honest with you. I struggled with it, and I was like, Lord, all these folks, they know this psalm. It's wrote on all walls, and they got pictures of it in restaurants, and they got it. They even got it at the Cracker Barrel. It's hung on the wall and stuff. I said, Lord, they know this verse, and he wouldn't let me alone, so I just want to share with you what God has shared with me tonight. They sung about the goodness of God, and they sung about how great he is and how wonderful he is. And Brother Josh preached this morning on hallelujah. Amen. We ought to worship and adore him more. All right? So y'all just bear with me, and we'll try to be brief. And I know I'm about out of time already, but that's all right. Amen. The Bible says here in the 23rd Psalm, it says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely, amen, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we're thankful tonight, God, the Lord, that you are gracious and you're merciful. God, we thank you, Lord, tonight, Lord, for the precious singing. Oh, God, we pray, Lord, that you'd touch and have your way. God, in your word, Lord, use me as that tool, Lord, Lord, to preach your word tonight. God, that you'd be lifted up. Lord, you draw men unto thee. God, we'll thank you and we'll praise you for it in Christ's name. Amen and amen. All right, here, starting now, amen, speaking of the Lord, amen, him being our shepherd, tonight, he's the one, this passage here is the most beloved passage, I believe. A lot of people, besides John 3:16, everybody loves this passage, amen. And it's speaking of the Lord being our shepherd, that we shall not want, amen. The many blessings, amen, that's been bestowed upon us that we can worship and adore him for, amen. Lots of times we come into God's house, amen, we're loaded down and we're weighted down and of the trials and the tribulations of this world, amen, and we cheat ourselves out of the blessings that God has got for us, amen. Y'all go ahead and say amen and smile, amen, tonight, amen. Y'all know it's true. Y'all just like me, amen. I ain't no different than y'all are. I put my pants on the same way you do. I have to get up and go to work just like you do, amen. I get the trials, amen. I have people come at me sideways, and they try to get me all riled up. I face all the troubles of this world, amen. I have to deal with different kind of people, amen, and all the politically correctness of this world today, amen. Listen, we come into God's house, amen. I know, amen, these altars are dumping ground. We come to God's house to bring all our cares. Bible tells us to bear one another's burdens, amen. This place is a place of worship, amen. And I want you to realize tonight, amen, as Brother Josh said this morning, amen, and to worship is not to sit on a church pew and be accounted for, amen. It isn't for you to be here, amen, and somebody say, well, they and believe me, I'm glad we take count on Sunday morning in Sunday school, and that's great. Amen. But your presence is not here to be a person that's counted. Amen. Your presence in God's house, amen, is for you to worship him and adore him. Amen. And that means every now and then to Oh, amen and hallelujah, amen. To wave your hands, and I don't get to see everybody, and that's one of the reasons. I don't know about y'all. When I come to church, I try to make my way up towards the front, amen. And you know why that is, amen? Because sometimes people sitting there not paying attention to the preacher, not doing that, hinders me, amen, and hurts me in my worship, amen. So I don't get to see everybody worship. And I don't know if y'all did tonight or not. I don't know if y'all got up and waved your hands. But if you didn't, shame on you tonight, amen, because we have a God that is worthy of our worship, amen. He said, I'm the good shepherd, amen. That good shepherd, the sheep knows his voice.
Amen.
Amen. Did you hear his voice tonight? Amen. Did you realize, did you feel the presence of the Holy Spirit tonight? Amen. He's worthy of our praise. Amen. It will just go right back and let her rip. It said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. What's that, brother? Hey, we count so much on this physical. Amen. Everything we base our life on is something that rusts and that goes to dust. Amen. It's something that we want to feel, touch, and hold on to. Amen. Now, I've said it before. Amen. We want something we can touch. Amen. And have. Amen. Hold on to. Amen. Listen, if this was God, amen, and then we wanted to give God away, we'd say, hey, get you one, amen. Go ahead and take one. Get a blessing tonight. And everybody would enjoy it. Everybody would say, give me one. Let me have one. Let me have a blessing tonight. Amen. Well, because we can see it. Yes, we can feel it. We can touch it. Amen. Everybody's like, I got mine. Amen. I got mine. I got it tonight. Amen. Listen, God's better than something you can see. Amen. God's better than something like that. Amen. Why is that? Because he sticketh closer than a brother. Amen. He never leaves you nor forsakes you. Amen. He's there with you. It doesn't matter what you're at or where you're at or what you're doing. And he said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He'll give you what you need if we'll just ask him. Amen. We base it on this earthly feelings. We base it on fleshly feelings. Amen. When God didn't save this body, this flesh. Y'all realize that. Amen. And I'm glad. I'm glad tonight. Amen. That it's going to be in a moment and in a twinkling of an eye, Brother Joy. I'm glad tonight that when God calls us to be with him, that it will not take your spiritual healthiness to get you to heaven. Because some of us would hobble there. Amen. Would be like, whew, are we ever going to get there? Amen. Listen, I'm glad it's all about him, and he's the only way, amen. God provides for us daily, listen. Every day when we wake up in the morning, he's there. He provides for us. He gives us the strength and help to get out of the bed, amen. He provides all these blessings. And I know, you know, the Bible tells me, you know, that if a man ought to provide for his family, amen. He ought to get up and go to work and provide, amen. I understand that. But God is the one that gave us that job to go to, amen. He gave us the bank account to be able to put our money in, amen. God gave us the house that we live in, amen, or whatever it may be. God provides, amen. And the reason why a lot of times we don't have what we want, amen, is because we don't ask. We'll ask for a Pinto when he's got a Corvette sitting there waiting for us. Some of y'all don't know what a Pinto is. I remember Pintos. Amen. Some of us drove Pintos. Amen. Hey, and thank God for it when we had it. God provides daily our necessity. God provides our spiritual nourishment. As we said, I'm glad it's not depending upon our spiritual nourishment that we intake. Y'all, I remember, I guess it was in the late 70s, early 80s, weightlifting, bodybuilding was a big thing. And my brother, he did all that stuff. He lifted weights and done all pumped iron and all that stuff. And I remember that, being physically fit. I mean, when I was in high school, I bench pressed 300 pounds. I was in a 300-pound club. That was something good, you know. I probably couldn't lift 150 now, but that physical nourishment. I always use this for example. I'm going to pick on you. Yep. I'm ready. Amen. Yes, can you tell me what you have for supper 2 years ago tonight?
No, sir.
All right. What about 6 months ago tonight?
No, sir.
What about last night?
Barely.
Barely?
Yeah.
So what are you saying, Brother David? I'm saying you seen this man. He got up there and physically fit and played the bass, the guitar, and done the iPad and everything. Physically fit and able. Amen. It took every meal he had physically to be able to be physically fit enough to get up here and do what he done. What he said, Brother David, people that don't go to church, you say, it's all right, I can stay home. No, every meal you get in God's house, every drop of the Word of God that you get in God's house gives you spiritual fitness. Amen. You ought to be a muscle man for Jesus. Amen. You ought to be a spiritual warrior for Jesus. Amen. And intake everything, all the Word of God, and let it come in. Amen. That it might come out. Amen. What you put in is going to come out. Amen. Brother Josh, I'll be honest with you. When the Lord called me to preach, amen, I ran from God and I was got out in the world and I was ugly and unfit. And my biggest fear when I finally surrendered unto the Lord was that I would say the wrong thing, that the wrong word, ungodly word would come out of my mouth. And I realized, amen, I got down on my hands and knees and I said, God, I don't want to embarrass you. I don't want to bring shame and reproach on you or my church. I want you to take all those things from me. He let me know real quick. He said, son, you put me in and I'm going to come out. Amen. I'll let everybody, what's in there is going to come out. You see those folks, they'll get mad and they'll start cussing. They ain't putting Jesus in. They listening to the wrong things. They putting in the devil, and the devil comes out when they least expect it. Amen. I know folks like that. Amen. Amen. The shepherd, he provides. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He provides daily necessities. He provides spiritual nourishment. He provides strength for every season. No matter what time of day it is, no matter what year it is, no matter rain, cold, amen, sleet, snow, it doesn't matter what season, it doesn't matter if you're on the mountain or in the valley, it doesn't matter where you're at, you might be on a plateau, amen. God still provides, amen, amen, amen. It says, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters, amen. Sheep are a timid animal. Amen. And they won't just settle down and rest when if they're beside a raging waters. Amen. A bunch of ruckus and a bunch of hoopla. Amen. They can't rest. Amen. But the Lord, he provides a still and secure place, amen, that you can find rest, amen. Ain't you glad, amen, he brings us to a place of rest when your world's turned upside down, when things ain't going the way they should, when school's go- I'm going to preach to the young folk for a little minute, amen. Amen, when school's going bad, and I know we're out of school right now, amen, but just think about it, in a moment, in a twinkling eye, here in a minute, summer's going to be over and you're going to be back in school, and when things are going bad and things are, you're not in the class you want to be, or you're stuck with a bunch of folks that you don't like, amen, because they're ungodly, listen, God will provide, amen, he'll find you, he'll give you a way of escape. If we'll just count on him, amen. He's our strength and our help. Amen. He gives us peace. He maketh us to lie down in green pasture. He calms the troubled hearts. Amen. He quietens the anxious minds. He gives peace in a restless world. Ain't we in a restless world tonight? Amen. I'm glad the world can be, the Bible already tells us, amen, there's going to be wars and rumors of wars, and we know that. Yeah. Amen. So why should we worry? I don't know if y'all remember or not, but he said, right before he died, he said, it is finished. Right. What does that mean? That means he won the battle. Amen. Amen. And then when the stone was rolled away, and he come out from the grave and he walked amongst them. He said, it's expedient that I must go, amen. And he said, but I won't leave you comfortless. I'll paraphrase because I can't remember. He said, he's going to leave it. He's going to send us the comforter, amen. What does he say? I think that's John 14, amen. John 14, it says this. Let your heart not be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Ain't you glad gives us peace in a restless world, amen? When things are all upside down, turned around and messed up, we got to realize, hey, we're going to a better place, a place called heaven, amen? Jesus said in John 14, 27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, amen. That peace that passeth all understanding, amen. We can rest assured there, amen. The shepherd also restoreth my soul. Amen. David knew, amen, at a time in his, a place in his life. You got to realize, amen, David was a man after God's own heart. Amen. David, he failed. Amen. He fell. He wandered. And he experienced things that was ungodly. Amen. But what happened? It was by God's grace. Amen. God's grace. He said, Lord, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Amen. And he got to experience, amen, the joy of the Lord's salvation again. Amen. What are you saying, Brother David? I'm saying when we do fall short and when we do trip and stumble, amen, I'll throw this in there. It's hard to stumble when you're already on your knees. Amen. I said this here a couple of Sunday nights ago or Sunday mornings ago. I was preaching, and I y'all remember the 60s, I think, or 70s. It was the 70s, the disco era. Y'all say, yeah, I remember. Some of y'all remember long hair and big old bell bottoms and disco lights. Y'all remember all that? Y'all remember what they said? You got to get down. Y'all remember? Got to get out. That's the problem with Christians. We ain't getting down. That we can get up. John said what? I must decrease that he increase. We need to get down that we can get up. Amen. We need to humble ourselves, amen, and be able to experience, amen, the joys of His salvation that He's bestowed upon us. Amen. God specializes in putting lives and things back in order. When your life is upside down, turned around, messed up, and you've done all you can do to try to fix it, amen, about high time for you to go ahead and quit and leave it up to God. Amen. Quit messing it up even worse. That's what we try to do. And I know that's man's nature, and I'm trying to hurry. I know it's man's nature to try to fix it when it's wrong. My wife tells me all the time, she said, I don't want you to fix it. I just want you to listen. But I can't help it. I want to try to fix it. That's my nature. Amen. But us as God's people need to realize we can't fix it. The quicker we give it over to God and let Him have it and put it in the Maker's hand. That's in tune, ain't it, Barry? If it was out of tune, I sure wouldn't be wanting to call some mechanic in here to try to tune it up. Huh? I wouldn't go down to Ace Hardware and say, hey, don't y'all fix lawnmowers in here? Can you get that fella that fixes weed eaters, get him come in here and tune up this piano? They'd probably say, yeah, we'll do it for a certain fee. Yeah. But it'd sound awful. Yeah. What are you saying, Brother David? We're taking things to the wrong places. If we want to get this piano in tune and in check, that it plays what it's the right tunes, when you mash it, when it plays C, when you hit C, we need to have the Maker. Who made this piano? Grand? I can't say that word. We're just going to say grand. We would call the person that made it to come tune it. That's what we need to do. We need to get in touch with the Maker, amen, that we get in tune, amen. The shepherd also secures our future. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. He ends this psalm in assurance and confidence. Goodness follows us. Mercy follows us. And heaven awaits us. Amen. The shepherd who guides us in life will safely bring us home. Amen. The thing about it is the believer's future is not in uncertainty. The believer's future, it is eternal fellowship with God. Amen. The 23rd Psalm teaches us these things. It says, the shepherd provides. The shepherd gives peace. The shepherd restores. The shepherd protects. And the shepherd secures our future. Because the Lord's our shepherd, we can trust in Him in every pasture, every valley, every battle, and every tomorrow. Can you honestly say tonight that the Lord is your shepherd? Can you say tonight, I know Him as my Lord and my Savior and my shepherd? See, the shepherd, when he calls his sheep, he in the Bible, I can't remember right now, he says, I am the good shepherd. John 10, I think it is. Says, I'm the good shepherd. My sheep know my name. But see, there's hirelings out there. He speaks of them in there. Those are the ones that come in and say, Brother David, it's okay. You can do that. It's all right. You can talk that way. Don't worry. It's okay. Why is that? Because they're hirelings. They don't care for you and your soul. All they want is something in return. I know that's sad to say, but the churches, there's churches everywhere that there's people standing in the pulpit, and all they want is fame and fortune. But Jesus said he was the good shepherd. He cared for his sheep. It says, thy rod and thy staff cover me. So he's not standing there with a rod to beat you. That staff had the hook on it for a reason, for it to reach down there in the caves and crevices and the cliff sides and to scoop up that one, that 99, that one that's lost, to scoop him up to safety. Amen? And take him back with him to the fold. There's coming a day and there's coming a time,
yes, sir, preacher,
that when he's going to reach down with that staff,
yes,
so to speak,
yeah,
and he's going to gather his children home.
Amen.
But if you're not one of his children, if you've never been born again, if you've never been saved, if you've never asked Jesus, we come from different places. Y'all go ahead and come on, get a song.
Yes, sir.
We come from different places in this world. We come from different neighborhoods. Some of y'all live in Carroll County. Some of y'all live in Paulding County. Some of y'all live in Douglas County. Some of y'all might live all the way out in Polk County, Harrelson County. And we all got our own little way of life. Okay? But there's only one way to heaven. It doesn't matter. It didn't matter what mama said. It doesn't matter what daddy said. It doesn't matter what another preacher said. You just speak this little prayer right here and you'll be okay. No. The Bible says for you to come to salvation with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. Humble yourself unto him. And call upon his name that thou might be saved. That thou shalt be saved. Not a might, but thou shalt. My apologies, I misquoted. Thou shalt be saved. If you don't know Jesus tonight as your personal Savior, don't walk out that door. Don't go out that door being lost and undone without him, because, listen, the graveyards is full of all different sizes. There's people that die of all different ages. It's appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. Now, I'm pleading with you tonight because I know that hell is real, and it's an awful place. It's a place. Me and my wife talked about it. And she said, "What?" We discussed it, and we said, like, "Why would God want to send people to a place called hell and them suffer and burn and hurt for all eternity?" And we talked about it, and God's not sending them. They're sending themselves. They've got the opportunity to miss that place. I'm going to tell you this story and then I'm going to hush. We was at the house, and my grandbaby, y'all seen her, she's just four. And we putting in our pool and got a concrete bottom and edges and ain't got no water in it. And little Evie, she's broke to run towards the edge of that pool because she knew it was me and me's pool. She went running towards the edge of that pool, and I reached out there and I snatched and I grabbed a hold to her. That's all, Brother Roy, that's just, I knew if I didn't grab her, she was going to fall off in that hole. And she'd get hurt or maybe even die. And I snatched her pretty hard and it scared her. But I knew good and well if I didn't get a hold of her, she would have failed. I realized that's where I was at one day. I was running wide open to a devil's hell. And he had to reach down there and snatch me up It hurt. Just like Evie said, Mimi, why Papa grabbed me? That hurt. I walked over to her and I said, baby, it's because I love you. And I didn't want you to fall off in that hole and get hurt. And that's what God's saying tonight. He don't want you to fall off into a devil's hand. Listen, folks, people are marching to it. And that's what I don't understand tonight. They're marching blind, one after another. You say, Brother David, that's silly to think. No, it's not. Because people are literally walking through life unconcerned with their eternity. And they're falling off into a devil's hell. And when they hit it, they're going to regret every sermon, every opportunity that they had that they didn't accept Jesus as their Savior. I can almost imagine they're crying out, why did I not get saved? Why did I not ask Jesus to save me? Lord, I'm a sinner. Please save me. A few words, Brother Josh, with a broken heart of salvation. So simple and so easy, but yet we say, no, not tonight. Not me, not right now. I'm not going to do that. Listen, if you're lost, tonight's your night. There's a reason why we're here at 7:30. And that's all for you tonight. Y'all stand to your feet. What? Go ahead and say.